Chapter 1. A New Tenant.
1801. 2 days ago, I visited my new landlord, Mr. Heathcliff, at Wuthering Heights. I rode across the moor in a cold November wind that carried bits of snow. I was feeling excited about meeting the other man who lived in this wild place. I hoped we would find a lot to talk about. He was standing at the front of the house when I arrived. As I walked up the path, he put his hands in his pockets and stared at me with angry black eyes. He was tall, with black hair and dark skin, and his clothes were expensive. They were the clothes of a gentleman. "Mr. Heathcliff?" I said. He nodded his head, but did not smile. "I am Mr. Lockwood, your new tenant, sir. I have just moved into Thrushcross Grange. I want to introduce myself." "Come in," said Mr. Heathcliff, but he said it quickly, and he did not seem happy to see me. Then he shouted, "Joseph! Take Mr. Lockwood's horse and get a jug of wine." A servant appeared from a door. He was a very old man with thin arms and legs. I reached out my hand to him, but he did not shake it. He had an angry look in his eyes. As I followed my landlord into the large house, with its thick stone walls and thin windows, I noticed the date 1500 and the name Hareton Earnshaw above the door. I knew that Wuthering was a Yorkshire word meaning the blowing of the wind on the moor. Because I have now seen how high the house stands on the moor, I understand its strange name. I wanted to ask Mr. Heathcliff more about Wuthering Heights, but his unfriendly look made me stay quiet. I followed him into a huge, bare kitchen with a dresser at one end that had lots of plates on it. A long wooden table stood in the middle of the kitchen with three tall chairs around it. A fire burned at one end. It had a row of old guns above it. The floor was made of bare white stone, and in the corner lay a dog. She growled at me if I came near. A young woman sat in a wooden chair at one side of the fire, and a young man sat opposite her. The woman was slim, with a beautiful face and blonde hair. When she saw me, she did not smile, but got tiredly to her feet. "Get some tea," said Mr. Heathcliff.
"Is he having some?"
she asked, pointing at me.
"Just get it," he said quickly.
She put some tea and bread in front of us. At that moment, the young man also stood up and came to join us at the table. He looked like a servant in his old clothes, and his hands were brown and rough like a farm worker's. "Who are these people?" I thought to myself as we ate. Is this beautiful woman the wife of Mr. Heathcliff, or is she married to this younger man?
"It has started snowing outside," said Mr. Heathcliff suddenly. "Why did you come to visit in weather like this, Mr. Lockwood?"
I got up from the table and walked to the window. Outside, the sky was now black, and the air was thick with snow. It fell onto the garden and low stone walls. Around the house, the moor was slowly turning white. "I will need someone to help me find my way home," I said, "or I will get lost."
"Take the road that brought you here," replied the woman. "That is the best advice that I can give you."
I turned to Mr. Heathcliff.
"Could your son..." "He is not my son," said Mr. Heathcliff quickly, and laughed. Hareton, go with Joseph and put those sheep in the barn before the snow covers them.
But how will I get home? I asked the woman again as Hareton and Joseph left. Who do you want to take you home? She replied. I can't go. They will not let me. There is Mr. Heathcliff, Earnshaw, Zillah, the housekeeper, and Joseph. But none of them will take you.
Are there any boys who work on the farm? Could one of them take me home?
No,
she replied. Then I must stay here, I said. I can't ride alone on the moor in this snow. Then learn it as a lesson, shouted Mr. Heathcliff. You have to plan journeys on this moor in winter. I don't have rooms for guests. If you want to stay, you must share a bed with Hareton or Joseph. When I heard this, I felt very angry with Mr. Heathcliff, and I wanted to leave Wuthering Heights immediately. I got up and pushed past him. Throwing open the kitchen door, I walked into the garden to find Joseph holding a lantern. I immediately pulled it from his hand. I'll bring it back tomorrow, I said.
Mr. Heathcliff! Mr. Heathcliff! He's stealing the lantern!
Shouted Joseph.
Get him, Nasher! Get him, Wolf!
The next moment, I heard growling, and then I felt some dogs on me, pulling me down. I could not move until Mr. Heathcliff pulled them off me. Then I jumped up quickly, feeling angry and frightened. Suddenly, my nose began to bleed. I heard Mr. Heathcliff laugh, and then a woman's voice said,
What is going to happen next, Mr. Heathcliff? Are we murdering people in our own garden now? Look at this poor man. Come inside now, and I'll stop that bleeding.
I guessed that this large lady with the kind voice was the housekeeper, Zillah. She immediately pulled me back into the kitchen and sat me down in a chair. Then she held my nose hard. I felt sick and confused, and I knew I would have to stay at Wuthering Heights. I could not ride home on the moor feeling like this. Mr. Heathcliff ordered Zillah to get me a glass of wine, and then he went into another room. I sat down until I felt a bit better, and then Zillah took me upstairs.